Now, of course, as we do every Friday at this time, it's Dan Klaskins talking to you about his fantasy football suggestions and ideas and tips. Dan, of course, you can hear him on SiriusXM Radio. You can check out his podcast, Get Sports Info. And, of course, he's a writer also for Pro Football Focus Fantasy. Dan, how are you doing this morning?
How we doing today, fellas?
Hey, you getting
getting to be a little chilly here.
I was going
to
say, are you getting? We got snow over here. Do you got snow in Cincinnati?
There are a few flurries in the mix for today, but I don't know. We had summer late, winter early. I'm sort of missing out on some fall fun, but we'll take it. We'll take it.
Well, it's going to make the games more interesting if it got snow. It always makes football games kind of fun to watch when there's when the elements are interfering. So that'll be kind of fun.
First, from a guy that doesn't sweat a lot of fantasy lineups out there, because it also creates quite a few nightmares.
It does, yeah. Well, actually, no. Speak a little bit about that. I mean, do you when you're setting your lineup, do you have to how much credence do you put in the weather forecast?
Well, I think what it does more than anything is just make fantasy owners fret already over tough decisions. Often, I think it's overblown. I don't worry as much about snow and rain. It's more of the winds that I start looking at when those winds get up into the 30-40 mile per hour range. Obviously a factor, but as I said, I think realistically more often than not it's something that's overemphasized and leads people down the wrong path of their decision making process.
Tell me a little bit about the Dez Bryant effect now he's joined the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, Dez, interesting, because I can tell you when I thought he was going to sign with Cleveland at the beginning of the season, I went on the record anywhere where I could talking about how I'm not really interested. I don't want to have any piece of this guy. Now on the wrong side of 30, a declining skill set. I think if he had anything to offer, he'd already been on a team. Now, that said, he lands here in New Orleans in a Saints lineup that's been hit hard by injury at the position. Of course, Ted Ginn Jr. on IR, Cam Meredith just joining him there. So it's basically Michael Thomas, rookie Tre'Quan Smith, and a underachieving Austin Carr there. So I think Dez is going to come into the Saints and see targets. Targets equal opportunities. Opportunities equal stats. And as a fantasy owner, that's what's important to you. I view him as probably more of a bench piece that could be a wide receiver three flex ceiling. But for week number 10 here in Cincinnati, a guy that I am not putting anywhere near my lineup until I get my eyeballs on it.
I was wondering, with all the record passing numbers this year, and you get things like Roethlisberger's last night, 5 touchdowns, and then you get Trubisky has a great game, you get Fitzmagic up and down and whatever. Is it harder than ever to pick a quarterback? Because it seems like we have great games coming out of nowhere, and then the next week back to I don't know. Is there more volatility in the quarterback position this year?
Well, it is often hard to predict. I mean, we are seeing monster numbers. I mean, here you take it back just 10 years ago in 2008, you look at fantasy points per game. The top 5 quarterbacks went from the leader with 24 fantasy points per game. Number 5 had 21 fantasy points per game. Now I'm looking here at 2018, and I got 15 quarterbacks that are getting over 21 a game. The leader, Patrick Mahomes, almost 32 points a game. And so what I think it does is in fantasy leagues where you have just one quarterback, which is most formats, it really devalues the position because, yeah, you can get that elite production at the top. It's tough to predict where it's going to come from. But in general, guys with big rushing upsides, like we see with Cam Newton, usually puts him up high. Deshaun Watson, obviously, another player there. But, man, I think you can make the case as more than ever, given the production that's everywhere, to wait on quarterbacks in your drafts. And, you know, even it's hard to predict, as we said, to get right. Even a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who was the first quarterback drafted in every draft in America, this guy's only QB12 right now. So all it does for me is tell me that, man, I am not going to draft a quarterback until I have a very, very filled roster of running backs and receivers moving forward.
Not even Mahomes?
I let somebody else pay it, man, because as good as Patrick Mahomes has been, and let's face it, I mean, he's doing record numbers. I do expect some regression ahead on that, by the way, down the stretch. But you throw Mahomes out of the mix, and you got 6 quarterbacks all within a half a fantasy point of each other from there on. So you got to remember, too, for the quarter, by taking a guy early, and if we were drafting today, I'm guessing Patrick Mahomes probably go third round, second round, if people really wanted him. But the thing is, go ahead and do that. While you're doing that, I'm going to get my wide receiver one and my running back one, because I feel like QB six and seven are, I mean, the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Andrew Luck this season is less than 4 points a game.
Wow.
Hey, Dan, I want to go back to the receiver position. I kind of want to go to your team, the Cincinnati Bengals. I think you know where I'm going here. AJ Green just had surgery. He's going to miss a few games now. Outside of Tyler Boyd, who else on that Cincinnati Bengals receiving core do you think will step up and kind of fill that role that AJ Green will be missing out of these next few weeks?
I don't know if anybody will, honestly. You're looking, I think the production, you know, when a star player comes down, it's natural for us. Oh, who's going to get all that production, or at least all that volume? And I think more often than not, and especially the case here with the Bengals, is it, we're hoping they can spread that out. So from a fantasy perspective, I'm not sure anybody's going to jump into enough increased volume to suddenly be lineup worthy. Tyler Boyd, honestly, I think this could have a negative impact on him because he's done great in his role because he's taken advantage of the opportunity of A.J. Green drawing so much attention away from himself, next to nothing, out of John Ross, who they picked number 9 in 2 drafts ago. And he is going to maybe play this week, but you can't count on him. And to put that in perspective for Bengals fans, one pick after John Ross went with their 9th pick, the Chiefs took Patrick Mahomes at number 10. And then the Texans took Deshaun Watson right thereafter. So, you know, we're looking at John Ross as a huge bust. But I'll tell you what I do think. I think Gio Bernard, who's coming back from his MCL issue here, is definitely going to be more involved in the passing game. Alex Erickson, a deep sleeper, if you're looking for a guy to come out of nowhere. And CJ Uzama is definitely going to get more action at the tight end position. Now, this week they are playing the Saints. I expect the Saints put the lead on the board. So Andy Dalton's going to be chucking the rocks. I would not be surprised to see some surprising production come out of Cincinnati. Trying to figure out where it's going to be this week is probably the more difficult challenge.
Now, Dan, I want to stay in the same division in the AFC North here. Probably the number one question that all fantasy owners are wondering, what's the deal with Le'Veon Bell? There was a rumor that the owner said that the Steelers are expecting him to return by next Tuesday's deadline. If he does return, a lot of fantasy owners are holding out on him. What do you think Le'Veon Bell's future going forward is with the Steelers, at least to this year? Will there be fantasy production, or if you're a James Conner owner, do you plan on trying to trade him high while you can?
Yeah, I think, I mean, this has been the question I've probably been asked 3,000 times this season. So my answer's been pretty consistent, and none of us really know, right? I would say that based off the fact he's now in the city, he's out there tweeting last night during the game, complimenting the teammates. I have full expectation that Le'Veon Bell will return to the Steelers before Tuesday's deadline. Now, that said, what that does for the football team, I don't know. I think early on you'll probably see James Conner drop a little bit in production there. But you're talking about a guy, I mean, who's doing things that Le'Veon Bell never did. Now, the schedule's been friendly. If you look at the Steelers' schedule to this point, they played the weakest rushing defenses in the league, and it ain't even close who's number 2. But I think Le'Veon Bell's going to be a guy that if you have, you're going to hold him. I think he'll start out as, you know, maybe a flex option. You know, if he comes back even this week, he might not even play in week 11. So week 12, maybe he's getting his toes wet. Week 13, a little bit more. But by the time those fantasy playoffs kick up, Le'Veon Bell is going to be a guy that could very well end up winning fantasy owners' championships. That if his owners were fortunate enough to get there after him basically quitting on his football team for 3 months.
Hey, I going back to your Bengals, I think A.J. Green is just amazing. And is there any chance that the whole Bengals offense maybe somewhat collapses without him?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. A.J. Green is a player that teams have to basically prepare for. So without him there, and you got to remember, this team's already lost Tyler Eifert, who once again is injury-riddled, but you know, Gio Bernard missed some time here. I think it's a big loss, and for A.J. Green, it's getting sort of frustrating too because, you know, he's missed games now in two of the last 3 seasons with similar issues here. So now approaching, you know, he's 30 years old now, so, I mean, his prime is definitely behind him here. So I don't know. We'll see if he comes back a few weeks. I think it's going to be tough to fill. I think the only way the Bengals come out on top here is they got to focus on pounding the football, and I think they still have one of the most underrated running backs in the league in Joe Mixon, who I think is the next Le'Veon Bell in the making here. They'll get Billy Price back, the rookie center. They're getting healthy on the offensive line. So I think that will be their approach. But, I mean, it could definitely go south very quickly here for this Cincinnati offense.
Dan, it's time for our start him and sit him on our key positions, quarterback, wide receiver, running back, maybe some tight ends. So what do you got for this week?
Yeah, you know, this week is definitely going to be a fun one around the league. And I think it's always fun watching Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, here's a guy that in all six games where he's actually started and finished the game, he's been a top 10 scorer, and you're getting a Washington defense. They've allowed a top 12 passer or a 300-yard passer in six straight games. So keep on rolling Fitz out. I'm going to start him. I'm going to start Cooper Kupp, too. I was happy to see the Rams get him back into action last week. And I really feel like he and Goff have a special chemistry. And, you know, he played 100% of the snaps last week, so he's completely healthy. Mm-hmm. Top 10 score in each of his last three games. And that Seattle defense doesn't scare me at all. I'm going to sit a couple running backs, and we'll start with your guy up there in the Bears land, Tarik Cohen. And what has gone on here? I mean, they forgot how to use him. Just 6 and 7 touches over the past 2 weeks, and Bears wins. Just 5 total targets in the passing game. He now has 8 or fewer touches in 4 of his 5 wins this season. So the Bears are up, like I expect them to be again on Sunday. He is letting owners down. And Matt Breida, I'll sit him too, the 49ers running back, just 47 times for 162 yards rushing. That's over 4 games. So he's out there just 3.4 yards per carry. And seemingly, the guy has a new injury pop up every single quarter he plays football. So sort of done getting burned on him.
How about any tight ends?
Yeah, definitely. Some tight ends. Jordan Reed, I've given up hope on him as well. I think he's been a guy that it's amazing to me. Jordan Reed has stayed healthy, but yet not been a production. He's not even in the top 12 at tight end. He's played every single game of the season. I would have lost both of those bets coming into the year. Mm-hmm. But you talk about a tight end that's all on the rise to me, a guy I'm really liking, that's Jack Doyle. And we saw him miss some time with that hip injury, but coming off his best game of the season there in week 8, a bye now in week 9, a little more healthy. I think he could be a top 10 tight end this week for the Colts.
All right, that's Dan Klaskins, the host of the Fantastics on Sirius XM Radio. He's the also has the podcast Get Sports Info and writer for Pro Football Focus Fantasy. As I always say every week, check him out on Twitter at Dan Klaskins, Klasgens, and get all the information you need. Dan, thanks again for being with us, and look forward to talking again next week.
Yeah, just one quick thing I'd like to end with. Just want to thank all of our men and women who served the country. I know it's Veterans Day weekend here, and you know, I think we take for granted our veterans, and so I'm looking forward to being part of that this weekend. Actually, we're hosting a Veterans Day broadcast on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here in Cincinnati. So, and I'm part of DAV, Disabled American Veterans. We help 1 million veterans a year through our stuff. So lots of work going into it, but man, we couldn't have our fake games here around fantasy football and all the freedoms we enjoy without those sacrifices. So happy Veterans Day to our nation's heroes.
Amen to that. What time is that special show, the Veterans Show?
We'll be on 4 to 7 on Sunday on Sirius 210 XM 87. And if you want to get involved and actually have some cool things going on, you can also check out the site iHelpVeterans.org. And, you know, we can go there and you can join our Take a Stand and create an honor photo and do some cool stuff to honor veterans close to your heart. So check it out. But I'm definitely appreciative of the freedoms we have, and we wouldn't have it without their service.
Sure. 4 to 7 Eastern time?
Yeah.
Okay. So 3 to 6 Central time. Make sure you tune in.
3 to 6 Central time. That is definitely going to be a lot of fun. We got former Bengals great Icky Woods join us.
Oh, wow.
I'm practicing my Icky shuffle between now and then.
Send us a video.
I don't know if I'll allow that to happen.
Okay.
We can still see, fellas. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too, Dan. Thanks a lot.